June 24th, reverse discrimination. Quote, it ain't nothing to find no starting place in the world. You just start from where you find yourself. August Wilson, playwriter. Here's a story for today. Here are a few questions to consider. In what direction are you headed? If you follow this course, where will you be in 5 or 10 years? What have you done to this point in your life? Is there anything in your past that you would change? If you could turn back the hands of time and live your life in reverse, what would you do differently? I thought about the last question and decided on some changes I would make. If I had my life to live again, I would love more. I would share my love with all those I meet. I would spend more time with my children, exploring those things that interest them. I would not be inhibited to express my love openly. And when I am unable to give or express my love, I would offer myself in service. I would also be more considerate of family and friends. I would pay more attention to people. I try to keep close to them and express warmth and affection. I try more often to send a greeting of good wishes or a note of cheer. I'd be more careful to answer every personal letter promptly, to keep the channels of communication open and to keep friendships expanding. I'd take the initiative to make more contacts, especially with those acquaintances I value highly. If I could live my life again, I would travel lighter. I would start barefoot in the spring and play into the fall. I would go to more parties. I would ride the merry-go-rounds. I'd stop to smell the roses. There is little I can do about the grains of sand that have already passed through the hourglass. But I can live my remaining years as if I had a second chance. As if I could turn back the hands of time. Affirmation. None of us can catch up with yesterday, but we can walk side by side with today. None of us can catch up with yesterday, but we can walk side by side with today. That was June 24th's read, Reverse Discrimination, from Dr. Dennis Kimbrough's book, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, Daily Motivations for African American Success. Hope you enjoyed that bonus read. For more full episodes and other content, simply visit itsmytimepodcast.com. That's itsmytimepodcast. itsmytimepodcast.com. You can always find us on your favorite podcast player, whether it be Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, SoundCloud, Google Podcasts. Tune in every week, Tuesday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and daily for bonus episode reads. We also have merch available on solo.to/IMTP. A little something for Father's Day, a little something for organizing yourself, but you'll find that link as well within this description. Take care and have a great day.